This is VPR. I'm Alex Keefe. The longtime Speaker of the New York State Assembly was set to return to Albany today for the first time since he was arrested on federal corruption charges last week. Government prosecutors say Speaker Sheldon Silver took nearly $4 million in bribes and kickbacks in exchange for using his political clout to direct money and policy out of Albany. Silver has said he's not stepping down, but today he may be stepping aside. We're going to talk now about how this whole saga affects the legislative agenda in New York. We're joined now by Casey Seiler. He's the state editor and a columnist with the Albany Times-Union. Casey, welcome.
Thanks for having me on.
Silver is meeting this afternoon with his fellow Democrats to discuss his own political future. What exactly are we expecting out of this meeting today?
It's been a weekend of reversals. If you had asked on Friday, most people would have said that it looked like Silver was going to be able to endure and stay on as Speaker, a position that he's held for more than two decades. Over the weekend on Sunday evening, it was revealed that he would, as you said, kind of step aside for a five-member group of senior Assembly Democrats who would handle the kind of all-important budget negotiation that's going to take over everything in this building for the next 2 months. On Monday, we woke up, and it was already clear that there were factions within Silver's conference that were not going to go along with that plan.
Remind us exactly, what are the feds accusing Silver of having done wrong here?
In a nutshell, they are accusing him of taking $4 million in the form of legal fees that the feds argue were bogus in exchange for perverting state policy in two ways. He worked quietly, without disclosing it, worked for a law firm that handled essentially property tax drawdowns from big real estate developers. And Silver apparently was involved in providing gimmies to some of those same firms in the form of legislative tax breaks. And then for a firm, personal injury firm called Weitz & Luxembourg, where Silver is of counsel, he essentially glommed onto an asbestos doctor who worked at Columbia, who would refer patients who suffer from mesothelioma to the firm. And in exchange, allegedly, Silver directed about $500,000 in grant money to the doctor's program and also provided additional favors and benefits to the doctor and relatives and those close to him.
Politically speaking, if Silver is no longer in the speakership after today, how does this affect some of the big issues that Albany is facing this session?
It's huge. Silver is the most experienced and many people say the canniest budget negotiator. So Silver's members were, until last Thursday, counting on him to be a real backstop for them and their issues in very tough budget negotiations on issues, the number one issue being education funding, where the governor is proposing a lot of agenda items that especially the very powerful state teachers union is opposed to. He wants to rework teacher evaluations, and he has predicated increased education aid to the legislature passing his reform agenda, as he describes it.
Is there any indication that Silver is going to resign to heed all the pressure that he's been getting over the last few days?
Not yet, but I think a big moment was on Monday in the late morning when Keith Wright, who is one of the most senior members of the Assembly Democrat from Manhattan, he came out and said it is time for the Speaker to resign. Just a few minutes, I guess maybe an hour after that, Governor Cuomo was asked about this five-person proposal. And he said, I don't know if that's going to be functional. I don't know how I negotiate with five different people. Every hour, Silver's support keeps eroding.
We've been talking with Albany Times Union State Editor Casey Seiler about political developments in the corruption case against longtime New York State Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver. Casey, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Anytime.